Hello folks, welcome to What's New in Microsoft 365 and Teams for April 2023. I'm Mark Thompson from Super Simple 365 and I'm going to be taking you through these updates for Forms, Outlook, SharePoint, Teams and a couple from around Microsoft 365. Before I do though, let me tell you about the blog. If we hop and have a quick look at that, there's almost 60 updates this month and I'm not going to go over all of those now. In fact, I'm kind of thinking about splitting this back into two videos per month again. So it used to be weekly, and people said it was too many. And then we went to one every couple of weeks. And then I started doing them once a month. And it's kind of like, actually, I think the gap's too big and there's too much in a month. So next time, maybe we'll go back to one every 2 weeks. We'll see. But look at the notes and then go and check out the rest of that blog because there's loads more over there for you. Now, let's get on and have a quick look at Outlook. Just some short updates I want to watch. New Outlook for Windows and the web, support for search folders. They're just virtual folders with search criteria, just to make it easier for you to find your stuff. Video capture and upload to OneDrive. So, I should have been clearer of this. I do apologise. This is for mobile. Which makes it easier to use your camera and get it up into Outlook and OneDrive. It's just making it all a little bit easier. And the fact that it uses OneDrive for the link means that you haven't got the same restriction you'd have for email, for example. But just to reminder that is in fact mobile. Another one to watch, Loop Components, read support in mail on mobile. So I remembered this time to include the mobile part. So this gives you the ability to read those Loop Components. When you click on them, it will open them up in the Loop Mobile app or the Office app for you. Due in May, maybe. And Pride themes are in the new Mac Outlook clients due sometime between May and June. Okay, so on to SharePoint now. And the ability to create pages and news from the SharePoint app bar. When I shared this on Twitter, I remember somebody commenting on how welcome it was to them. You can see over here we've got a bit clicky there, I apologise. You can see here that we've got news posts, page, sites, etc. So you can click on those to create them. When you do, it will ask you, do you want to do it in a current site, a recent site, or you can then search for a site. So that looks like quite a nice update. It can't be customized by your organization, and it'd be interesting to see whether that changes or your organization finds a way around that. But of course it does depend on you having the right to create these items in the first place. Folks, that's due early May. Okay, so onto Teams already. So we've got enhancements to the search results in the Microsoft Teams App Store. Okay, this extends the search to include the short and long descriptions and the category names. Okay, so previously it only looked at the app name and the published name and the keywords associated. Now I found it a little bit surprising, if I'm honest, that it wasn't looking at more information about the app. So it was recommending things based on the search results were based on maybe not as much info as you might want. Other improvements here: tolerances for minor typos, and the results will be ordered by relevance. And folks, that is due May to late June this year. Okay, so this one looks really interesting. Collaborative meeting notes for Teams. So let's have a look over here. Let's have a look at this this meeting that's ongoing over on the right hand side. You can see there that we've got the agenda, notes and follow-up tasks all in the same place. This is powered by Loop. Utilizes Planner for any actions, to do, office.com, and it brings quite a few things together, and it's worth you going to have another proper read of that. There's quite a bit to read on this. That's due late May to late June. Now remember that, I want you to just make a mental note of this feature because it will be surfacing later as well. Okie dokie. Activity feed, mark all as read. So, I've recently been on holiday for 8 days or so, and very quickly had a very busy weekend, and then a whole weekend away, or 3 days away at the weekend. And then just trying to catch back up with work is really tricky, right? And sometimes you'll scan through it and just look at the most important things and action those, and the rest of them, it'd be great just to mark it as read. Well, you can do that now. So your activity feed in Teams, click on those three little dots, mark all as read, and then you just get to start again, I guess. You wipe the slate clean and you get to start again. I really like this. And this is due mid to late May. Okay, so spatial audio in Teams meetings. Okay, so you're in gallery view, and you're looking, and you're meeting, there's a lot of people in there. What this is going to do is the sound will kind of be reflected, it would appear to come from the direction of the screen of where the person's sitting. So I guess if they're far left, then it's going to be in the left there, and that brings us on to the types of equipment that will support this. Wired stereo headset and built-in speakers. So I've got to be honest, I don't really understand what the what were those restrictions are for. Maybe it's just performance, and it might go to other equipment. But for now, I think that's going to be quite interesting. Hopefully, make Teams meetings a more engaging experience. And due May to mid-June, Teams meeting recap enhancements. So this is bringing together all the things that you would need for a recap. Excuse me, hay fever season here in the UK. So you can see here that at the top we've got this new tab, recap, and on there what have we got? We've got the recording, which you can watch right in the screen. Then we've got all the assets over on the right-hand side, the other things that were part of the meeting, and then the meeting notes and the transcript as well. That looks fab, and that is due late May to early June this year. Okay, so Teams on mobile, so chat details update. So a handful of little visual updates here. So for group chats, one-to-one chats, and self chats. So I just zoom in on one of these, so you can see that at the top up here. So the call details. You got on the left-hand side very little detail, and a lot more over on the right-hand side, and you can see the difference over here, down here as well. So just a nicer layout and more detail, and that is due mid-April to mid-May this year. Profanity filtering, the ability to turn this on and off for live captions in team meetings. I'd be interested to know whether anyone works in an environment where the profanity not being filtered would enhance their meeting experiences, other than maybe I think I made some comment in the past about maybe you work for a famous British chef, and maybe that's just part of the experience. I don't know, but anyway, you're getting that choice. So you can see on the screen here where you go into settings, captions and transcripts, and you can use that slider, and you can turn it on and off. And that, folks, will be appearing sometime in May. Okay, speaker view in Teams meetings. So this just means that the most current, well, the current speaker will take up the main area on the screen. And if we have a quick look at this, we can see the video will be rendered at a higher resolution. You can, hopefully there's space to see the hand gestures, and maybe for people doing sign language. It won't be the default view. You'll have to turn that on. You can see the icon up there, the button there, gives you the option to turn it on or turn it off. And that is due mid-May as well. Teams video clip auto-generated captions. So when you're in chat and you use this video feature, the ability just this the ability to just send someone a quick 60-second message, I think, is great. So rather than sending a message, I don't know, welcome back from holidays, remember to do X, Y, and Z, you could do a short video. You could say, "Hey Bob, welcome back for your trip. Hope you had a great time. When you get a minute, give me a shout and we'll talk about the X, Y, and Z project." And that's just such a nice experience, and especially when we spend more and more time working apart now, working from home, I think there's a lot of value in that. But from an accessibility and usability point of view, this is quite a nice change. So we can get these auto-generated captions, so the viewer can turn them on or off. Only the creator can download them and look at the transcript. That can be only deleted by deleting the actual video clip itself. So those two are very tied together. That on the screen, by the way, that's just a mock-up. That's not a real screen, real screenshot. I just had to guess how it might look, and in reality, they'll probably be a little bit lower down. Due mid to late April this year, and I don't think that's come out yet. So I'll double check that, and I'll update the blog if you're super interested in that. Well, maybe you'll get an up-to-date date over on there. Okay, so looking around Microsoft 365, Microsoft Forms getting the ability to allow respondents to edit their responses after they've submitted it. Now, it applies to forms and quizzes. Naturally, once the form has been closed, then you can't go and update it. Now, this needs to be updated. I'm sure I read this right, so I had to read this a couple of times. It seems to me that it's not on by default, and it has to be turned on by your 365 admin. Now, I guess that'd be organization specific, and I wonder whether a lot of people actually won't see it because they're not doing it. I might be mistaken, I might have misread that though, so we'll see. Once it's turned on by your organization, then you have to turn it on a form by form basis. It won't be on by default. You've got to go in and turn it on in the settings for the form. Okay, so due from mid-May. Now this looks good. Intelligent meeting recap in Microsoft 365 feed. So if you haven't looked at the feed yet, when you go to office.com, you get this feed here, and it is actually really good already. I've seen in one organization I work in, someone was sharing information about AI and ChatGPT, and I learned quite a lot because it just popped up in my feed because of the people I associate with. So that's super useful. Now, imagine you've been on your meeting, and how useful would it be to have that meeting recap and all that information appear in that feed where you're looking anyway? So two things to look out for. So the meeting recap is going to be good, but then go and check out, regardless of this, folks, go and check out your feed or my feed, because it's really helpful. I apologize for that fuzzy image, by the way. Okay, so it's for regular teams and teams premium. You can see on the screen there the sort of information you're going to see, and that is going to come in from mid-May. Really excited about that. That feed is working real well. Microsoft Search, video search in Bing, office.com, SharePoint and Stream. So all we're getting here is, look on the screen, you can see we do a search. You see there's just like in my head I'm thinking a search vertical. I'm not sure if that's the right phrase or not, but it's just a preset filter, but you can see just the videos. It's going to look across Stream, OneDrive and SharePoint. It's due anytime now in Microsoft Search in Bing, and will be 3 months later in office.com, SharePoint and Stream. And that is it. I've had to cut it down because there'll be too much. So what we know, we're 13 minutes in. So that would have been way too long if I'd have done everything. That's why I'm going to go back to one every 2 weeks rather than once a month. But folks, hopefully that was helpful. Please subscribe on YouTube, and you'll get updated about this. If you want to get regular updates, maybe hop over to Twitter, subscribe there. Maybe go to the blog and sign up for the newsletter, and I'll help keep you up to date. But for now, we're done. Hopefully you found that helpful, and I'll catch you in 2 weeks, actually. So thanks for now.